We have the Braintree Mayor, Charles Koukouros. Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful afternoon here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Just to give you an update, we had one new case as of today and 4,592 total cases. And in the last 10 days, we've only had 11 new cases total. We had 6 days of zero cases. And last night, we had our first in-person council meeting, which I attended. And the last one that we had was on March 4th, 2020. And part of the reason for me coming to the council meeting was to first congratulate him on the historic re-meeting in public. And in addition to that, I have lifted the state of emergency that I had placed here in Braintree back on March 17th, and we will follow all of the state guidelines on reopening so that there is no further restrictions locally here in Braintree for our residents and our businesses. So we are very excited. We started planning our annual Braintree Day parade and fireworks prior to the recent announcement, so that we were prepared to have it. So that's June 26th. We will also be remembering our fallen heroes on Memorial Day, which we observe the Sunday before at 11 o'clock. So those will be live events outdoors, and we're really excited about, how things have been going lately, and looking forward to everybody coming back to a new normal.
That sounds terrific, and a lot of good things happening in Braintree. Now, tonight, isn't the town and the Metropolitan Area Planning Council having a community preservation on the local rapid recovery plan?
Yes, thank you for mentioning it. We are having a meeting tonight, and we're going to be working with the merchants in South Braintree Square and coming up with some ideas on how we can help facilitate bringing new business back to them, and that will take place tonight at 6 p.m.
That sounds good. Now, two more quick things I wanted to mention. I saw that you did add money to the budget and saved a couple of teachers' jobs as well in the elementary schools in Braintree.
Yeah, we had a total of 15 teachers that were going to be laid off, and we are basically I added $377,000 from OPEB to the school budget, which it made sense. It was an addition that added three teachers to three math specialists back to the elementary level, which made the math specialist positions whole across the board. On the elementary level, and I think we have a really good solid budget. It's unfortunate that we do have 12 layoffs, but considering the pandemic, we've had to make a lot of tough choices and cuts, but the school system is strong and our class sizes are very, very reasonable, and I think that our education system is going to be doing extremely well, as it always has.
And it's interesting, when I say the word Hollywood and Braintree together, it looks like there's going to be a movie or two going to be shot in Braintree.
Yes, Social Plaza, I don't know if they've finalized the details on it, but it's going to be a musical version of A Christmas Carol, and Will Ferrell is one of the stars. I'm not sure if he's going to make it to the Social Plaza for the filming, but there will be some scenes filmed in the plaza once they put together the arrangements, and it will take place sometime this summer. So it'll be Christmas in July, most likely, but we're excited. We like having a lot of these interesting characters come to town.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it sounds like a lot of very positive things happening in Braintree, and we appreciate you joining us today. Again, that's the Braintree Mayor, Charles Koukouros. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.